You're welcome to the Mileage Podcasts. I am your co-pilot today, Joseph. And in this mile, we'll be covering failed football stories.
Heavy.
Yeah, I might come off like funny, but it's a lot. And we just like had a bit of banter. But in this mile, it'll take us about, let's say, 30, 45, maybe 50 minutes to complete. Do enjoy the ride with us as I introduce our pilot, the man himself, the legend, Katalem. Thank you very much for having me.
Man like Joseph, it's good to have you here. This has been a long time coming.
Yeah, bro.
Without further ado. Oh, this Joseph is also the host of the famous Off the Game pod.
Without further ado,
let's jump right in. Cabin crew, prepare for takeoff. Let's go. Yes, sir. Man like Joseph. So first of all, let's start the pod like this. So Mileage, we're all about authenticity.
Yeah, right. Definitely.
So anything we talk about here is facts. It's the truth and nothing but the truth. So I'm going to start with this question. And you have to answer very authentically.
Okay.
How are you?
How am I? Like, surprisingly, that's a heavy question. Well, first of all, I'm grateful, right? 2023, to see the year end, right? I think that is more than anything. All the things me and my people, including yourself, have achieved, I am very proud of. The podcast, meeting new people, stepping out of my comfort zone. Yeah, I think this year has been a lot. So I think I'm more grateful than anything. Do you get just ups and downs, life, seasonal, you know, the whole 9 yards. But in this point, regardless where I am, I just have accepted that I do my best, right? Leave the rest. What I can change, I just free it. But grateful. Just grateful, my brother. Yeah. Grateful. How about you? How are you feeling today?
My brother, the same word, man. I'm very, very grateful as that's where I am now. Like I said in the last mile, I am doing better than I should be doing. So, especially like given my physical, my current physical circumstance.
Oh my God.
But I'm very good, man. And I think that, you know, it's been a tough past 30 days. But man, maybe my problem here is delusion because I feel like I'm the chosen one. So when this happened to me, it's just like, yeah, God trust me to handle this. So yeah. It's not even, but I'm happy, I'm grateful, you know. Also sitting down here recording this. I didn't tell you I was going to ask you how are you. I didn't tell you.
No,
I told you every other thing I was going to ask you except this. So but yeah, I'm good, man. We thank God for everything.
You see, and I think we underestimate how well we're doing in any particular situation, Jiga.
True.
Like, I'm not going to say I don't have challenges, especially at the moment. Like you talk about physical. Like, I would say mine is just a whole lot of trying to predict where things are going to be, right? Especially with how it partakes to how I work, right? So, but in just the end, you just look at it and be like, oh, man, we made it to 2023. We made it through this year, like, with these rising prices, with the dollar naira exchange.
Brother, I even forgot about that.
Exactly. So when you just put all of it, you're like, come on, say we thank God. That's just it.
True. Yeah. Ha, this pod has already started on a very emotional level. So I'm going to take it to the next emotional level. We both have, first of all, what does football mean to you? Because I was going to say that we both have failed football stories, but before we go into those stories, let's have an idea, you know, let's give the passenger an idea of what football actually means to us.
All right, so before we go into that, I would like to suggest anything that if there's anybody in fan or any aviation industry listening, you really should actually get this podcast and put it like on your this selection of movies.
Come on.
So that they can just listen to us throughout the flight. Like picking, I listen to your pod, right? And I think
Thank
it's really
you very
nice.
Much.
Like on a top tier shit. And I just feel like if you're listening to this, like on the actual flight where you have limitations in terms of like phones and internet access, this would just be a nice thing to just be
True, true.
listening
You
to.
the
Do you
reason.
get?
You the reason.
Come on,
You the
it's
reason.
part of it.
Come on, brother.
Well, what does football mean to me? First off, Hala Madrid. Hala Madrid. I'm a Madrid fan to the core, right? Obviously, they are more diehard fans than I am, but like that's my team. Come rain, come sunshine. Football has been my lifeblood, though I feel like there has been like a love-hate relationship. Do you get? Obviously, because of the career part of it, right? But football has been a driving force. It has been the thing that has brought me happiness through a lot of points in my life during both loss and progress, right? Football has been a constant. Played the game for a very long time, watched for a very long time. I may be young, but I know at least since I was 6 years old. I think that's my earliest, 6 or 5. That's my earliest view of it, right? And it has just stayed. Do you get? Oh, bro, football is into. See, and I think maybe, I say maybe because we're raised in Nigeria or so, but well, seeing what this game means to people around as well, do you get the what it brings out from Nigerians, whether it comes to bringing us together or tearing us apart? Just watching what the game actually does brings a smile on my face. Oh yeah, that's what
Yeah,
it does.
but why football for you though? Like it could have been basketball, could have been table tennis, could
It's
have
funny
been
that
lawn
you
tennis.
say basketball and table tennis because I do play basketball.
And
Table
you
tennis, not so well. Well, last time I played, they trash me.
no me self if I play you are good
I
bro me
know
and
that
table
term.
tennis
Are you sure? Aha, you see?
I'm a pro man.
But football,
Yeah, why football?
I can't see why, like, why I love the sport. I can't say it is, oh, I know I have memories. It's part of I have core memories for the sport that said, okay, this did this and did this that. You get, but I think it's just everything about it, right? Like, you wonder why players cry when they win a competition. It's just football has a way to pull you in. Right? Other sports do, like basketball, Formula One. They have their own allure. I watch those sports, right? Well, I can't. I think I can't articulate exactly what it is. I can't articulate exactly what it is that says, "Hey, this game, I'm gonna die on the matter." I just can't. But just I've played. I felt the emotions. Like it's. I want to even liken it to like a relationship and just saying, is this relationship that, relationships at work, it's never perfect, right? But it's this one that you have worked at, you have taken your time to groom, like the intricacies, knowing the sports in and out. It's just at this point, a part of my life. Why? I can't say this is the point it all became, but it's just in it. It's just football is just that sport for me. Like, no matter what I love, no matter the sport I partake in, football is just it. Like, I want to own this flag football, but
Flag football. Well, that one, I've never really understood that concept of flag football.
it's like I think me too, but I just see it and
Yeah.
I've done like I know it's like American football, but to minimize damage, just so it's the same concept. So I'm like, okay, when I get fitter. That would be something I'd like to just try. But I'm a football. I know football. Let me give you insights. See, what do you call it? That's 08. That United 08. That was
United
crazy.
Chelsea,
Yeah,
Champions
United
League
Chelsea
final.
Champions League. It was crazy. Run on the streets shouting. So you get moments like that that football just gave you, and you're like, whoo. Or when Aigbeni did what he did. Bro.
Please don't remind me. Don't
Bro.
remind me of that meme, bro.
And you just think about it, and that is
Yeah.
so for you. How about you?
You know what? So people ask me, like, let's see. I always tell people that if I can explain why I love you, then I don't properly love you, right? Because I feel like if I can explain why I love somebody, if that thing is taken away, I no longer love the person. So for me, the purest form of love is when you can't even explain why you love the person. It's the same thing I say about football, because I can't really say why. I can say, okay, it gives me joy, but it has also cost me pain, and I'm still here with football. You know, it's a spiritual thing for me. It's like a lifestyle. I would say football is my religion.
Yes,
I won't
yes.
say Christianity is my religion, because I just feel like that's like how I should live. It's not something that, oh, I'm a Christian. Like, Jesus just requires that I live a certain type of way. So I don't even see that as a religion. It's just how I should be. But football, if I'm going to pick a religion, I'll say it's football, because, bro, I was just telling you before I started recording this, my whole life revolves around the sports, man. Like, literally, like, everything I'm doing, I'm thinking, okay, when am I playing football? When are there matches? And I literally arrange my life
That kind of
around
thing.
that. It's not like football is arranged around my life. No, my life is literally arranged around
When am
football.
I not playing? When am I playing?
Exactly. Like,
When am I watching?
there's nothing in my life right now that's worth my Saturday time, like football. Like, no, even my parents know that they can't even request something of me on a Saturday morning, because they just know that this guy is not going to do it. I was even joking recently, which I don't think is a joke, but my friends think is a joke, that on my wedding day I'll have to play football that morning. It sounds like a joke, but
Just to
I'm
calm you
actually serious.
down.
Yes, because for me it's like, I don't know any other thing to do on a Saturday morning. Do you understand? So if I'm getting married on a Saturday, that morning I must play football. Maybe I just play light so I don't get injured.
Yeah,
So
so you manage it.
yeah, that's football for me, man. My relationship with football is like Jesus's relationship with John the Baptist. In fact, I'll start with it's like David's relationship with Jonathan, because I just found out recently that they had to swear an oath that they will remain friends for the rest of their life. That's how me and football are. Or it's like me and John the Baptist, Jesus and John the Baptist, where when Jesus heard that John the Baptist had died, he went into the wilderness and he just secluded himself, because that was someone who was very
Yeah,
tight
it's
to
tied to
him.
him.
So yeah, that's how I am with football, man. And it's so crazy, because a lot of people don't understand. You know, even I don't understand it. It's just, and I'm sure you can relate. You know, it's just something that you cannot. Like, it's just a part of you,
Yeah,
and
for
you can't
sure.
really, it's like your family member.
Yep.
Do you get? But then people are like, a lot of like my friends see it as, it's just ball now, bro. But for me, it's something so spiritual. I always say that me going to play football is like me going to the synagogue. It's like an
Your
opportunity for me to,
temple.
it's like a temple, exactly. Like
You're
an
giving
opportunity for me
praise.
to evangelize. So yeah, man, that's how football is to me. And you know, like we said earlier in this episode, we both have failed football stories, and that's really what, you know, I want us to talk about, because I feel like people don't really understand, you know, the extent to which, you know, you dream, like you have a dream that you want to achieve, and then you now not achieve it, and like life is just supposed to go on just like
Yeah.
nothing happened. So that's part of why I'm happy you're here, because I also want to hear your story. You know, it's just
Okay.
my story, I know. So I want to hear your own story.
And I want to hear yours as well
Yeah.
because like I think every athlete and every footballer, right, has a different way which they try to get to at this professional level before you now get to the top. So my story. Like I said, loved football for a very long time. Growing up, I was like a chubby kid, right? So, if you remember secondary school, you were not really picked. It was, are you fast? Are you? But I still liked, still tried at least around my neighborhood. I'd play. Like there were days where I would leave the house around 6 in the morning. We would play, rest a bit, continue to like 6 in the evening on vacations, and you've not eaten,
Normal level.
bro.
Quick mic check. Is your green light still on?
Yes,
Okay,
still.
go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah, and you will play and play, and you will even feel like there was anything. I think that's one other thing football did for us. It made us feel like there was no problem in the world.
True.
Jiggets. And growing up with
Actually.
that, it becomes your escape. It becomes, like you said, your religion, the place you just want to jiggets. Even if it's to vent, if it's to share happiness, you just want to go and do all that. And it became a core part of me. And my parents supported, especially my dad, rest his soul.
I was also going to ask about that.
Yeah, my dad is late.
Oh.
But he was one of the big supporters for me in football, right? And then Going in, I think towards the end of graduation, I'd lost weight, I'd gotten better. For some reason, it just started clicking. Like that was, I think that was the first time. So football clicked for me like twice, right? The first one was like high school, leaving high school. We had this Imaswabon Cup we went to play for. I think the time I was supposed to play, I had some issues. I fell ill on the match day. I came back, but we lost the next game because if we had won that game, we'll go to semis. I was supposed to not play in semis because I'd have recovered. But we had this colleague who had a whose father had like a pool to get, I think there were three of us call up into under 17, right? And we're excited. So obviously you need your parents' signature because I was 16. So at first it was like, oh, don't stress
Real
yourself.
16 or
Real
football?
six, no,
Football
real
age 16.
16. Oh my God. Real 16. And then obviously the football 18 came and people were like, ah, you're 16 going to play with people that are probably like, you know how it is in this country now, 21,
20,
22,
25, sir, brother.
25, if you have young face enough. And then it became that those kind of words discouraged my now single mother. Like, okay, now let him go and do school. There are no chances here. Which I understand. I think as any parent, you want to protect your child no matter what, even from themselves, because you do your best. So I don't fault her for it. Like I perfectly understand. At the time, it was all tantrums and oh my God, this is what I want to do. There are options to get going to school in the UK, and because I believed in myself, which I don't know whether that would have been sound, but I really did have that belief that I would have done it. So that opportunity goes away. If you remember 2013, they won the
AFCON.
is it AFCON or was AFCON under
Nigeria,
17? Under 17, right?
or under 17.
Or
I
was it World
don't.
Cup? It was World Cup, under 17 World Cup. You won the World Cup. So that was the team I was trying to make. Yeah. So I was in school, now in school, and then they're like, oh, under 17 wins the World Cup. And I
How did that feel?
broke. See, it was one of the reasons. That's what I'm saying, it's a love-hate relationship. One of the things that broke me in football, because I was livid. I'm like, it was an opportunity, Jigga. And so yeah, that's like the first part. So I think after that, I got resentful, right? I stopped playing football for like a year or two. That's when I picked up basketball for the first time, and I picked up basketball literally as a spite to football. Like
Inner spite
in a spite, it was
that
like
football doesn't even know about.
that football doesn't, the game, see, and that's the other thing that we don't talk about enough. The game doesn't care about you as an athlete.
Doesn't, bro.
Once you move on, another person will come and fill that space that you're thinking that you're too good for. You get like you can see it in players and everything. So, but I picked basketball. But also, what basketball now did for me was, and I thank God that you're a very God-led person, right? Because now you tend to now understand how everything that happens in your life may not be how you want it, but it's according to a plan of God that you're following, whether you know it or not. He accounts for everything, down to our stupidity, anger, emotional, everything. The entire spectrum. And then I picked up basketball, but in playing basketball, it gave me extra physicality. You get. So I think it was 2014, talking 2 years, 2016. And 2016, the football, obviously, are following the games. I'm a Ronaldo fan.
As I can see.
Ah, true and true to the core. You get. I agree that Messi is the. So I want to say something before I continue this. I do believe Messi is the best player that has played football ever. Right?
Think
And
I know where you're going with this.
yeah, he's the best footballer that has played, like pure
Now I want to
talent.
say Ronaldo is the greatest.
Well,
God.
well,
You see,
so
we made this mountain till Moses come back from the dead.
because of what he was able to just achieve, Sha. Jigga. But and in 2016, I think it just clicked for me again. I was like, you know what? I can't run away from it because I'll still find my time. Those 2 years where I was in exile, self-imposed exile, I'll still find myself getting to it. And well, after that, I'm like, okay, let me start playing again. And then we played for a while, Jigget. And then I felt the need to come back to Nigeria, Jigget.
Where were you?
I was in Cyprus, North
Okay.
Cyprus, right? I was schooling there. And I just felt the need to like come back to Nigeria and like try and train again, right? Well, you know how the country is, and it was a promise I made my family, so I took a gap year. I have 1 year, get a contract, or go back to school and finish up. Well, I have a business degree and presently a master's, working on a master's. So that
Congrats,
tells
my
you,
brother.
congrats, but that tells you the career
But
didn't go. And it tells you like the career didn't go, and it was like, you get. But we'll get to how I felt when that happened. But and I came back and I just tried my best, like flat out tried my best. There were improvements, huge improvements from the player I was possibly at 2013 to where I was at like 2017, 2018. Yeah, but it didn't work out. We tried our best, but it didn't work out. But yeah, before we get into that, let me hear how like your own start and your own story through the sport we love.
Bro, don't even know where to start, man. This story, I don't know where to start, but I'll try to wrap it up as quickly as I can. So obviously I've always wanted to be a footballer, and that's the only thing I wanted to do. When I was younger, so I think there were three things I wanted to do. I wanted to, one, be a footballer, to be a pilot, or an astronaut.
Well, we are
Everybody
here
wanted to
on
be an
pilot
astronaut.
now.
We're here on mileage,
Mileage.
so I'm a pilot already. And I also
Yeah.
wanted to be a prophet.
Are you
It's so funny.
serious?
I actually wanted to be a prophet because I don't know. I just had that in my head. But anyway, I'm prophesying good things into people's lives, so that's already happening. But yeah, my major thing was football. I didn't really, and also I wanted to be a businessman as well. But my major thing was football. So I got into uni, started pushing it. First of all, in GS3, I was supposed to go to Pepsi Academy, so I'd already like applied and everything. And then my dad said, I should pass my junior WAEC, and if I get a certain result, like I think it was 5 A's, he said that he's going to let me go to Pepsi Academy. Results came out, I got 8 A's. Oh yeah, let me go. Said, no, you're already almost done with secondary school. Just finished. That was the first. By then, from there, I should have not trusted the guy. But so I knew I
The
wanted to get. So, but anyway, so I got to SS3, and the thing is, because I felt like my parents letting me to chase my football dream was tied to how well I was going to do in school. I was incredible at school. Like I was,
not fair.
my WAEC, I got 5 A's, just so that these niggas will let me go and chase this thing.
Sorry to
Yeah,
cut
go
you. For
ahead.
our passengers, Katelem right here is not the legend, he's not just an artist, not just a footballer. This one is a brain box. Like, sir, do you want
Don't,
to let us
please
know
don't.
your degrees and certifications?
No, all those things.
Just
Where are
name
they?
drop.
Where are they?
They are still there, you still
Where
belong
are
to it in
they?
your head.
Bro, I don't remember anything, though. I don't remember anything I studied in school. But anyway, I went to uni, and because I was going to the UK, I was very happy because that's the football hub. So I genuinely didn't think I was going to come out from UK without being a footballer. I thought school was just going to be like, let me just do school. But so I was going for trials, you know. I would say I was the best in my year, you know, at the time. I even went for the school uni football team trial. I didn't make it, cool, no problem. But then I played on that, like that was the first time I was playing in winter. The trial was during winter, so I just couldn't. So yeah, so I went for trials. Trials didn't work out, and the reason they didn't work out is because this is why I was asking you about support, and I think I would like us to go back to that. I would say that the reason, I would call it a reason, I won't call it an excuse, because I feel like at the end of the day, if you try to do something and you didn't make it, anything you give is an excuse. But yeah, but my reason was that I didn't think I had enough support. Like I used to go for these trials alone. Bear in mind that every other person who came for this trial came with their family member, maybe their sibling, their parents. In fact, till today, my dad has not seen me play football. No jokes. I think he has just seen me once, but just a little bit. My mom has not really seen me like that. Not because they didn't want to support, but they just felt like they felt like something else was better for me, which you do as a parent. You want to protect, like you were saying, you want to protect your child and stuff like that, you know. So I didn't really feel that support from them, but I don't blame them. Do you get? I blame myself actually. I should have been more stubborn. Do you understand me?
I resonate
That's,
with that.
yeah, I should have been more stubborn, but I was a kid. I couldn't have rebelled against my parents like that. But now in hindsight, I should have, you know. But yes, yeah, so I went for these trials. I used to go alone, and I remember I used to travel like 5 hours for some of the trials, and you go there alone, you know. Sometimes I'll even have a headache after playing football, start throwing up, and I'll still have to battle all of that alone.
Come back again.
Come back, 5-hour trip again alone. So it was tough, but eventually I went for a Leicester trial. I got picked, but I didn't have the passport. So they didn't want to give me, they didn't want to make, they don't, basically they favor their citizens over the other people, over internationals. Yeah.
International comes out.
So then an American, I don't even know if it was an American agency, after that trial now approached me that they want to take me to the US, but I'll have to school for 4 years. This was after my, after my undergrad.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, I can't do school again. By then I was already what, maybe like 20. I can't go to school again. So I'll now be 24 when
you're not doing rookie drafts.
And I'll be doing all those things. And I just felt like US is not really serious with football. Now in hindsight, I should have taken the opportunity. Because the 4 years have still passed. Do you understand? So in hindsight, I should have taken it, but I rejected it. I was just like, nah, I think I needed to pay like $500 or something. I was just like, nah, I'm not going to do this. Now, in that same period, so during this time, I'd been making videos and sending to agents. So I used to go to FIFA website, get all their emails, and email them my videos, my CV. There's, in football, you have a CV as well. So I created all those things. I was sending to them. I had like 400 emails.
Bro, the one I did was for, I did for Netherlands, Denmark.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You sent emails to?
You send me emails like, and they reply you, they say, where's your video team? Where's your
No, me, I had video. So I was sending all of them. Coincidentally, a registered FIFA agent, because back in the day, I don't know about now, but back in the day, if you go to FIFA website, you can see like all the registered agents and their email addresses. So one of them, I will never forget his name, Andrew Lucky Iberaese. If you're listening to this, I can never forget you, because this guy left me the code. So he replied me and he was like, oh, that he likes my video, that he has taken somebody to FC Metz in France. So he wants to take me as well. So I was like, this is probably one of these agents that will ask you for money. Because in my course of hustling for that, I met plenty of people that will ask you for money. And I know that if an agent asks you for money, he's not legit. Exactly. So I was like, this is probably another guy. So he was like, no, that he's not collecting money from me. He's a registered FIFA agent. And I know because I emailed him that he wants to take me, that he would take me through the whole process. The only time I give him something is when I sign my contract. So he started, he went to FC Metz, had a meeting with them. He was sending me pictures, he was sending me videos, that they have agreed, now all that's left is the contract, blah, blah. He was sending me everything. I was seeing everything, like, in my head, in the next week. I called my parents. This was after my undergrad or my master's, I can't remember. But I was still in the UK. I called my parents. I was like, guys, don't worry about me. I've made it.
Set.
I'm good. No, I think that I've made it. But I was like, I'm good now. Like, I gave them the whole gist. They were happy and all of that. Bro, this guy ghosted me. I swear. Like, I kid you not. Serious? I did not hear from this guy again. And it's not like I did anything wrong. The guy was literally sending me pictures and videos of him there. Sending me like, oh, they have my name in their contract, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, he just disappeared. In thin air, bro. I hope he didn't die or something.
Because
today I've not heard from him.
No message, no. So you, I'm sure you reply. You sent messages.
Sent messages. I tried to call him. Nothing, bro. He just disappeared, and not like he was saying that the deal wasn't going well. So maybe I felt like, so it's not like something where I suspected that. Okay, maybe it's because he had already gotten to the end.
I'm sure that guy didn't die.
So that's why I'm just hoping he did not.
Yeah.
Do you understand? But yeah, so he just disappeared, and that really hurt me, man, because I already called my parents.
Yeah.
So I called them again
and let them down.
So that really hurt me. And then my visa, I did my master's, visa expired. I came back to Nigeria, joined a team that were training. Bro, this is probably my most humbling experience, because we were training, this Abuja team, we were training from 6 to 12 every day, every day. And when I say training, high intense, I thought I was training for the army, bro. Do you get? So we did that. I did that for like 3 months or 4 months, I can't remember. And I just remember that the coach wasn't very encouraging. Like, I would play matches. I used to be there It was actually that coach that converted me to a striker. So that's why I can strike now, like with any team I play for. Converted me to a striker because it was just like, I'm on the wing and I'm scoring plenty goals. So what am I doing there? Let me just come to nine. So, you know, but he wasn't very encouraging because he would score two goals. If you miss a chance, he'll come and tell you, oh, your shit, blah, 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 all those things. Obviously, there's tough love, but that one was just useless.
He was angry.
He was just, yeah, do you understand? So I did that. You know, the training was very intense. I used to come back home almost dying. And I had to stop because at some point I started having heart palpitations. And then let me just give the final story, the thing that, the straw that broke the camel's back. So I had an opportunity to go to Slavia Prague Academy and in Czech Republic. It was a 1 year trial. So I applied for the visa. First time rejected. I said, cool, no wala. I applied again. And bear in mind, they weren't telling me why they were rejecting it. So in like 6 months, 3 months, I think, I applied again, rejected. I was like, ah, what's going on? I've done everything. I've translated all the documents. I have all the financial backing, everything. So I was like, so for the third time, I wanted to apply again. This third time, I was like a year and a half like after, because when you apply, you can't apply immediately after. So I was like, God, and I was already getting old, and I was just like, God, man, if you really want me to play this football, give me this visa, because me, I'm tired. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. That was me, my way. That was me trying to manipulate God.
I just told God, like, see. You're not a magician, but you're supposed to get my back.
My brother, I rejected again, the third time. And yeah, I was just like, wow. So that was basically, that's basically it in a nutshell.
Before we go, can I ask something? Agents and coaching, because this is a big part of the story, especially for Nigerian athletes. At least you played outside the country in terms of UK, and you saw how their systems are. How do you think that hindered you, like, to especially playing in Nigeria? And then the agent that did that to you was a Nigerian, right?
He was Nigerian, but he wasn't in Nigeria.
Okay,
I think he was in Germany also. Yeah.
Okay, so like, I also have my stories with agents who mine even collected money.
Sure.
Yeah. We had to follow him up
and
make sure we got the money back, which I used to pay my school fees. But how do you feel about the way they handle it and the way they handle Nigerian athletes as like meat or something they can just discard?
Yeah, you know, I don't really blame them because at the end of the day, everybody wants to support their own.
Yeah.
You know, they will always pick their, like, if I have the same talents with another person that is British, they obviously pick the British guy. Why? Because for me, they'll have to do a work permit for me. That costs them money.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to the other guy that already has a passport.
That's true.
Do you understand? So I don't even blame them for that at all. That's why you have to stand out. Like when you're there, and with anything in life, really. Like if you're in a place where you're not at home, like you're not, these are not your people.
Mm.
You have to stand out. That's why, like, whenever I see all these black people in the US complaining, I'm like, bro, you better pick your shit and stand out, bro, because you're expecting them to treat you the same way they would treat the white person. Oh, well, happy birthday to you, my brother. GKS, it's not happening. So, yeah, like, but then they handle theirs a lot better than here, because here you meet a lot of scammers. I actually met one scammer. He collected money from us.
Mm.
He didn't deliver. In fact, my stories are even a lot, but obviously because of timing and all of that, we still have like 15 minutes left. So yeah, so that's basically, but I want to talk about support because that's something that's very important to me. And that's something I really seriously lacked. And that's why in terms of support, like you see, like with Off the Game or with any of my, I always want to be there for my people.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I went through a period in my life where I didn't think that people were there for me. My family, my friends, you know, all of that. I really didn't feel like people were there for me like I needed. And I knew I was good. I knew that I was the best anywhere I went. But there's something that support does. Like sometimes when you don't believe in yourself, support makes you, reminds you of, you are who you say you are. You're never saying, oh, you're better than this. You're just saying, look, I've watched you before. I know your capabilities. Or just somebody, even someone's presence there, just knowing that, okay, because this person is here, even if I would let myself down, let me not let this person down. I want to know how that was for you. Did you feel like you had enough support, like enough support to sustain you during your own period?
Okay, so the first period, I would say before I went to school, before I went to university, right? And into university, I didn't have support that period, right? Because again, football wasn't what it is now, where everybody's hearing millions of
I
dollars. Do you
swear,
get where parents
true.
are now encouraging their kids to play sports? Do you guys just okay, just have it in case, right? It was more, you're going to make more. It's a sure bet, and which is true. Only what 1.8% of high school players make it to become professional
That's
athletes.
crazy, bro.
Do you get? So no matter what you do, 1.8%, it's a very steep this thing. And understanding that, not like they ever trained us from the beginning where you have something like Project Mbappe, right? So they didn't really see it as like a viable option,
True.
which us not making it is not like
It's
I
not
told
exactly. It's
you.
like proof for them,
Yeah.
bro. It's so annoying, man.
You mentioned something which is stubbornness. Just chasing what you want with a certain kind of stubbornness that your parents
True.
say, okay, you know what, we will back
You
you.
don't have a choice.
Yeah. So having that as a young kid, I didn't have that. I didn't have that stubbornness to push through. But by the time like I said, 1 year, I asked for a year, it was that stubbornness where they're like, are you not going to school? I said, I'm not going. I've already told my school, I've already frozen my semester in school. I'm not going. You don't space school for then we'll still no, I don't get certificate, I don't get anything. So like, okay, 1 year. Yeah. But in that 1 year, my mother was the most supporting person to
Crazy.
get because she saw the drive, right? The stubbornness. And she was like, okay, she'll back me. Do you get? Obviously you don't have a job, right? At the time when I did it, I had not completed university. So she will support with money for transport. Okay, hook me up with maybe this person that knows this person so that they could give me an opportunity for a shout out, Jigga. And that's how the trial thing works. So I understand it and support the support, like you're talking about. When I now went through that process, that 1 year process, having that support allowed me to know I have somebody that I'm fighting for. Jigga, it fueled my ability to improve, right? Just that I think in the end, my body just couldn't take the amount of weight I put on it, right? But if it supports that last year, I can't say I was supported in that distance. But at the beginning, not so much. They didn't really care about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that year, I got what I needed. I think if I was smarter, maybe like just rest when you need to. That's another thing players don't do. We want to play ball, want to play ball, want to play ball, but you need rest. You avoid injuries. Yeah. Well, that's for
Yeah.
me. So, but how about
Yeah.
you? Okay, you already said you.
Yeah, my own. I mean, it's not like, let me know. I would say my parents did what they thought was best for me. So I won't
Okay.
even like say, oh, they didn't this. Obviously, like the support I needed wasn't there, but it's not because they didn't care. It's just like they just felt like something else was best for me. And it has followed me into like every other thing I'm chasing now in life. Nobody can tell me anything.
Yes.
This is where like a lot of my confidence comes from because I had to be that person for myself. So basically, you know, like if I'm supporting myself, I have to be able to tell myself, guy, you're the best, you're this. So that's where most of my
Confidence comes from.
sometimes
Is that
arrogant looking
I love this.
confidence comes from.
I love it. The
Do you
day we play
understand?
football, the day someone found me when we were playing football, and then you did something that I was like, ah, no, Catalan, you're a real G. So we're playing
I
ball,
don't
and
even know this.
someone found me, right? And then I think they used the opportunity to score, and the ref didn't blow. I was like, is that how it is? And you carried the ball, and they did this, and like 2 minutes, you scored. Like, I hate injustice in my life.
I
I'm like,
used
let's
do you know, I
go.
actually remember, I remember, I remember, I
Yeah.
remember,
And when you did that, I'm like, ah, no, this person is a real, like, it's just the ability to say, you know what, I'm going to do this thing. And you did it. And for me, that was, and then I was like, ah, this person is my guy.
say
You
less,
get
my bro, say
that?
less,
That
say less.
was it.
So yeah, like let's go to coping mechanism, brother. This is
Aha.
something that
Okay.
this is something that I really want to know because obviously having a dream taken away from you like that is very heavy.
Yeah.
So how do you cope moving forward?
Okay, so we're running out of time, right?
Yeah, no, we still have like 12 minutes, so let's go.
Okay, so I'll try to do this as quickly as possible. First, Playing through 1 year in Nigeria, I'll start, let me give a bit more context, following from the story. Playing through 1 year in Nigeria, I played different academies. I tried plenty roles. In the end, I've really cemented, like I told you, and I started, like before we came on here, I was telling you that I used to play as a winger, right? While playing wing, I saw that I used to run out of breath a lot. I hated it. So I started transitioning into like playing as a 10, right? Which is why you see I hyped the position as number 10, because I found it very important, that linkage. And I just found that I could thrive in it, just playing in that space and scanning and just having to take like one touch or the other. When football didn't work, I gave a year, right? The date for the year came to pass. I didn't have a club. I cried. See, like...
Tears.
Tears. Come like on. Really, like, for like... I licked my wounds that day.
Crazy.
For like 4 hours, I just stayed. I was just curled up. I was a mess. Yeah, and I just picked myself, okay, we agreed. School next. Go and finish. You get, and that's what I did. Coping mechanism. Obviously, I dabble on the dark side from time to time, right? That is one of them.
Say less, literally.
But I think the major coping mechanism became driving. So I started driving early, I think like 14.
Really?
Yeah.
Crazy.
14, 13, around that. I think as soon as I became a teenager, I'm on my dad's driver at the time, just said, oh, wouldn't you like to learn? My dad too was very supportive of it because he started like pretty early, like 12. Yeah,
it's an MNK thing.
So we kind of started early. So for me, just driving and football. Now there's a trick to this thing. I didn't tell you this part, right? So when you're driving, you know how you feel your accelerate, your brakes. They're your feet. Then your the steering, your hands, right? Tires. So for me, I can feel the tires from my feet
and my hands. Oh, mad.
So it still gives me that reminiscence of running on the football field. Do you get?
Interesting.
Yeah, so when I'm tapping my throttle, I can feel it. I have more control over my drives on the tires. So I am more... It became that coping mechanism for me, which is I drive... Not safe speed.
Speeding. I think he's trying speeding. To say speeding, not yeah. driving.
Not driving, but speeding. Do you get? But again, and I also fell into love with Formula One. So I understood racing.
Okay.
Because I used to perform as a stunt person in
Abu Dhabi. Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, 2015, 2014, 2015.
What?
Bro. So I used to perform at the time, right? So it kind of just, all those things mixed and driving just became my escape. So on days when, and again, so another thing that ended my time in football was injuries. Just my knees just went kaput, right? So that kind of just gave me that extra escape, right? So my coping mechanism mainly is driving. I can take long drives. Yeah, I can take like a 2-hour drive just cruising, listening to music. Shout out to 96.3 Sound City.
Come on, Sound City. EDK Ways.
EDK Ways, man. Come on, nice one. They are doing mad things. So it keeps me there and I just keep driving. So for me, coping mechanism, I'm driving all day, every day. Yeah. How about you?
Any other one?
How about I already told you that it's a dark side thing,
yeah,
but
yeah. He told me one off the record.
Aha, we keep that. Smiling. But how about you?
Coping? Yeah, man. Women, bro. That's I'm just going to say it as it is, man. I think I just became a little bit more
promiscuous.
I won't say it's fully promiscuous, I'll just say promiscuous.
but
yeah, at the time, Sha, this was when was this? I can't even remember the year, but it was a while ago, probably 2018-ish period, 19. Yeah, about that, Sha. But yeah, what else?
How about painting for you? Drawing?
Drawing for me is like an escape, man. It's like an escape. But it's not, I wasn't even drawing at the time. Like that. Yeah. It's like an escape. It's like when everything has failed around me, I just pick up my pencil.
Yeah,
drawing is not something I do to make myself feel better. It's just like that's just the last resort. Because okay. Now I have a better relationship with this where I can like stay consistent and stuff. But yeah, my coping mechanism, that women one now sounds like it's so deep, but it wasn't that deep.
It's never that deep.
But it's never that deep
compared to the grand scale of your life.
Yeah, because like what people don't realize is that football is like a drug.
Yeah.
Like this is what we're saying. It's like a drug. So when that gets taken away, and bear in mind that at the time, after my last visa rejection, I couldn't even watch matches. I didn't, I couldn't bring myself to watch matches, even play for some time. I couldn't. And yeah, so it's like a drug. So when that gets taken away, you have withdrawal symptoms with any drug that gets taken away. So you just fall into something else. And because of football, like my whole life, when I say my life was literally revolved around football, because of football, I never liked drinking. I never liked smoking.
Yeah,
Do you
especially the
understand?
drinking part, because you know how
Yes,
it weighs you down from your
you hear
body.
from an early age that drinking is not even good. Smoking is not good for, like, if you want to be a footballer. So, all of that stuff. So I was very diligent with that. So, bro, it's so easy to now fall into those things that you decided not to do when the football dream now doesn't work out, you understand? So, yeah, I don't even know how I coped, honestly. I was just like, okay, I know how. Self-development, bro. Like, I started listening to Jordan Peterson. That's when I discovered Jordan Peterson, somebody that I always talk about. I started reading. I read the Bible a lot.
Can I
Read the
interject? So it sounds like, because for you to, you literally just thought, next step, I need to pick my mind up.
Yes, that's my mentality always. Always, like, I need to, whenever I go through whenever I go through life-changing things, the first thing I do is, how can I protect my mind or rebuild my mind? Because what that does is, when the issue happens, it kind of scatters the mind a bit. So my first step now, like, of since like for some time, has been, how do I rebuild my mind? So it usually takes me back into self-development, reading, listening to pods. I didn't read the full Bible then, but I read a lot about, so that's why now, like, there's some things I know in the Bible. I'm like, when did I know this? Yeah, it was then, bro. I was reading bare stuff. Do you understand? So, and I've realized that in times like this, I actually build myself better than, like, when everything is good. Like, when things are bad, you just find out that you learn more from when you're going through things than from when things are good.
You know the character of a man when he's down.
Exactly. So yeah, man, that coping mechanism, that's it. But it's hard because, like I was telling you, I'm watching matches now and I'm like, I'm better than 75% of these players that are playing. And it's so annoying because I'm just like, every time I watch football, I always think this could have been me. And
Bro,
it's not a good feeling. But I have to watch
you have to watch
the
it, man. Like, I watched when Arsenal signed Havertz. I'm like,
Do you
because,
get?
bro, I'm not going to lie to you. I thought by 26, 25, I should have been playing like Arsenal. Even if it's from the bench, Jigga, at
You
least
should be on
just,
that
I
level.
should be on that level. Because, again, I football, the day I cracked it was, I told you, I was telling you when before, the day I cracked it was like a revelation. Like, that's what it took. Practice your ass off, especially on technicality and things you want to do on the field. So, like, I have this ability. If you see me play now, I know how to strike ball distance, right?
Yeah,
And that was
this
because.
boy is a baller. Forget all this humility he's doing
No,
here.
no,
This
no,
boy is
no.
a baller.
You and PK are the ballers,
No,
do
no, no.
you
Don't even say
get?
that.
But I picked it like so. There was this guy, Monami. Monami was a DM, tall. He was from, I think, Ivory Coast or so.
Mon ami,
Yes,
that's his name.
that's his name.
Like, his actual name.
No,
That's
so
probably his nickname. Mon ami is
it's
my
his.
friend now.
Nick, and that's my friend. This is his nickname, but he just kind of went through the crack.
That's how football is.
Do you
They always
get?
give you one nickname like
And
that.
because he's French, so he used to speak
Mon
French when
ami,
he
fair
came.
enough,
So
fair enough.
we just all call him Mon Ami. Today, I don't. I
You
sorry, my bro,
don't know
if you're
his real
listening,
name.
I don't know the real
Man like
name.
Mon ami, there
Man,
needs to be
that's
a real name.
bro. The confidence he had, this Busquets, Rodri level of confidence as a DM. So there was a time I was trying to like get shots across. I was like, why am I hitting it with so much anger? Just give me the technique. Is
Slap it.
that like if you don't slap it, you're slicing it,
Yeah,
depending on where you want
okay.
it to go. I'm like,
Yeah.
huh. And then you use that.
Actually, you still do that. You
Yes,
still do that,
exactly. You
yeah.
cut it so it just
Yeah,
floats. You
yeah.
can drop. And then I learned so much from playing. And then one day it just clicked. We're losing 2-0. Fought as I created the two goals. I didn't score them because, again, if you notice, I don't like scoring this thing. I'm looking for how can I assist? And which has been, I think, like a mantra in my life. How can I help you? Right. I've had points in my
True.
life where it has been low, where I just felt like I have to pick myself first at this point. Right. But my general disposition is, how can I help you?
I think that's a better way to live life.
It's painful sometimes. I'm not
it's very to painful. Is it
someone body, catches you that says don't to use you exactly. and you don't know
exactly? That one's another episode on his own,
bro. You get so I'm like I was saying when football just clicks, I'm like, is this it? It's just your mind just having that confidence and saying, you know, I'm going to take it. And it did, and it was eye opening. But yeah, the next training session, I blew out my knees.
Oh my god,
bro.
This guy, you've probably done your knees like 3-4 times, bro. Giving Ronaldo de Lima vibes.
Three, oh.
Jesus Christ, man.
That's three crazy. Times, oh. MCL, LCL, and my meniscus.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, so right now I kind of like added a bit of weight.
Yeah.
Strongman things.
Yeah, but you know, I feel like this is something that we can go on and on speaking about. I feel like we should do a second part of this.
Definitely, but before we go on this one, moving forward, like, what are the plans like for you?
Yeah,
how do you intend to like move forward from all of it,
from everything that's happened?
Do you intend to be in the industry? You know, to come out? Like, what's up?
Yeah, definitely. I really want to either have a football academy or be a scout. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't think I want to be a coach. Yeah, mm-hmm. I either want to be own a team or an academy or be a scout, just someone that footballers can come through me. So either as a scout or as a
football club owner,
as a club academy owner, yeah. Just someone that like footballers pass through me, because you know, that's really my passion with life. My football has taught me so much about life. That's giving me my most joy, that's giving me my most pain, you know. So yeah, moving forward, and I would say like what I've learned from everything is confidence. See, whenever people like tell me, oh, this guy, you're too this, maybe arrogant, which I know I'm not, but I just like people don't even know that this thing is a coping mechanism. Like literally, I had to create that side of myself because I feel like I didn't have the support. Do you understand? Mm. So it's like if nobody will support me, I'll support myself. Do you understand? So yeah, I learned that, and I learned that like with anything in life, 90% confidence, 10% ability. I kid you not, man. Ability is good, but trust me, if you add confidence to that ability,
trust in yourself. That's true.
Bro. Like you go far. You know, so yeah, that's moving forward. Yeah, so and yeah, stubbornness. Like, I'm very stubborn with the things I want to achieve with my purpose. Like, whatever I put my mind that I want to do, nobody's telling me anything because I've been in a position where I've listened to the people around me and it didn't work. And what I realized about that is that they don't take the blame for it. You will still take that blame, even if you listen to them.
Yep.
So, why not listen to myself? And then if it doesn't work, I know that okay,
you listen to yourself.
Do you understand? So, yeah, how about you moving forward?
First off, I think just understanding that the industry just needs a lot of revamping, especially in Nigeria.
True.
I think it's just Nigeria, right? I'm just trying to do my own part bit by bit. Like you, I intend to. Well, bro, maybe we can even co-own the academy together.
Yes, now, bro. We've already started. Funny enough, we started off the game. We've started
making our own podcast. This thing. Yeah, it's impact, small, small.
Yeah.
You get, and it's just that it's starting now as a project, but who knows, media takes off. Definitely. And we can run it properly.
Definitely.
You get the ideas that I look at, but like you said, just controlling quality control. I think that's what that having an academy does, because once you can provide good players consistently and give them that platform to showcase their ability, the one that we never had while we're there, while also taking care of these players, I think that's as good as it gets if you want to stay in this industry. Well, moving forward, I just learned to say, you know what, like you, pick things and say, this is what I want to just do, right? But now I just want to focus on just making money and just putting my own part, doing my own part to make things work.
Definitely.
You get small by small. Then we see where that goes.
Definitely.
Yeah. But definitely, I know, the industry, we stay with it by hook or by crook. One changing.
Yeah.
For me, so I've also worked in an academy. I worked Little Hawks, nice academy. That's this thing where we play football. I've worked there I've learned, like, I think my proudest moment was as an assistant coach where I trained the kids for like a year. I knew my kids. And then I selected, like, we played a 5-on-5. I selected a five. I put like cones, told them, defense, don't pass here. Offense, don't pass here. Make sure.
It's a good
And then,
feeling.
bro, my boys, my it was boys and girls, those were my kids. We beat the other team 8-1.
Mad.
The parents, everybody were excited.
Mad.
Jigga, but that was like my last season before I left.
Yeah.
And then just to see, put that joy and love for the sport in like a younger generation. I think that's just, it's part of it,
Yeah.
just instill in them.
Come on, bro. I'm rooting for you, man.
Same here for you,
Let
bro.
me give you one small flower before we close, you know. First of all, off the game, you know, we're doing that together. You know, I like that we are even sharing a passion project together. But then another thing is that, you know, you're really a people guy, man. Like, you're really there for your people. And I know it's, I think I said this before, the time we're doing off the game round table talk. And I was like, you're actually somebody that comes through for your
Thank
people.
you.
No, for real, this is real talk from someone who does it. I can see it too. Really recognize
Really
you.
recognize you,
Yeah,
my guy.
but I would say Yusef, I think
Thank
yours is
you.
even on a higher level than mine, because there are sometimes today you just call and laugh, let me pull up. And this is something that, like, obviously I've been at home for like the past 2 weeks. I haven't really gone out, and you know, it means a lot when someone just calls me and is like, yo, mom, let me pull up, you know, to see you and stuff like that. So yeah, man, I appreciate it. And you know, I want the best for you moving forward, and I know that you will get there.
Well, thank you
Praise
very
the
much. I
Lord.
appreciate you by grace of God. And I
Yeah,
also
man.
want to say a few things about you as a person, because we've been doing this thing like for almost a year, and it's not a matter of payment for you. We ask and you come through when you can, Jigga. It really means a lot, Jigga. You have also shown me that you care about your people, Jigga. And it's one of the things that I'm like, oh, I like this person to be a friend of mine, because it's like I have gone through points in my life where I've trusted, gotten burnt,
Normal.
recluded myself, and like
Normal.
just okay. And then now learning how to like come out again and still be like, okay, I'm more specific, right?
True.
And just seeing how you handle friends, like I think everyone in off the game, you get from, I don't start name dropping, but let's say Anita ADK, Kathleen Callister, everyone, just we all seem to one way or the other care for each other,
Yeah,
Simon included,
true.
you get. And that is what for me matters, the quality of persons around. Yeah. I will say, and I need to say this, having a partner like I do who has also given me that, hey, the world is not as dark as you think it is.
True, true.
Do you get? Just try. Make those steps. Do you get? And he's like, okay, fine. So I have to also shout her out,
Ah,
because
no, of course, bro.
Anita
Come
has
on, Anita,
really
come
given me
on.
that like peace of mind and just said, you know what, we aren't all bad.
Definitely.
Yeah, and so yeah.
Yeah, bro. Appreciate you, man. Thanks
See,
for
same here.
coming on the pod. Guys, we are wrapping up. We are landing now.
Can I take this pilot? Can I take
Oh
this
yeah,
pilot?
you want to land?
No, I'm not landing.
Okay,
No, you're
go
landing. I'm
ahead,
just
go
like
ahead.
preparing the
Yeah.
audience. So, thank you for sticking with us.
Yeah.
We've gotten to the end of our mile today, and
Come
I
on.
hope you enjoyed it. Do follow us on
That's the
so.
landing now.
Oh
This is
shit.
basically landing. No,
Ah,
go ahead, go
no, it's
ahead.
not landing
No,
now.
this is how I land. Go ahead.
Ah.
Finish it. Land these flies, bruv.
Okay. So do follow us on the Mileage Podcast on all our social medias. Follow Catalem's art page. Follow Catalem himself. He's the legend. He's our pilot. He'll still bring you down and give you guys a few details. Until us, till next time from us, do have a beautiful ride. Pilot, please
I mean, bro,
end
you've
this.
landed it, man. There's nothing I'm doing again. Now it's just to come down from the flies, bro. But yeah, follow Joseph. I'll put his links in the description. Bro, thanks for coming through. I appreciate
Thank you for
it.
having me. Thank you
And
for
we
having
go
me. Catch
relate. We'll
them.
definitely record another one again. Because see,
Anytime.
just this one episode, we already reached 1 hour. So,
Forgive us,
but
guys. Forgive us.
it's calm. Yeah, that means that we just have like, that means there are more things that we can talk
Yeah,
about. So
definitely.
yeah, man, thanks for coming through. Like he said, like, subscribe, rate, review, and I'll see you in the next mile. Cabin crew, prepare for landing.
Shh.